Can you say hi, Bombtastic?
Hi, Bombtastic. This is the Bombtastic podcast, and I am going to be talking about North Korea, actually the Demilitarized Zone, also known as the DMZ, which is the border of North and South Korea. So this is the second episode of Travel Diaries. The first one was Amsterdam, so go check that out. But I decided I want to start doing a travel diary episodes where I talk about my where I have traveled. And thank you, Kelly, for joining me again to be the audience.
My pleasure. Always happy to be here.
It just seems a lot easier to talk to someone instead of doing a solo podcast. So the DMZ is known as the most heavily guarded border in the world. And my friend and I were planning a trip to Japan and Korea. Since we both wanted to go to Japan and the flight is long, we decided we should check out another country too. At first, we thought Singapore would have been around 8 hours overall. I knew some people from Korea and thought it would be cool to check it out. And it was only like over, I think it was only an hour and a half. My friend then asked if I wanted to go to the DMZ, the border of South and North Korea. At first, I thought it was a bit dangerous, but then I decided to say yes.
Wow. She lives for danger.
I live for danger. Yeah, you would know that. My friend told me we should book a month in advance for the DMZ and JSA tour. I went on the site to read the rules. There is a dress code. So you can't wear a skirt that is above the knee. You can't wear a shirt or top if it has no sleeves. And you can't show your chest. You can't have any open-toed shoes. Oh, it's for respect. Oh. And you can't have any athletic or military or oversized clothing. And apparently, no one from America or South Korea can visit the border. And no one under 10 can participate. And you can't take pictures in certain areas. And no wandering without a guide.
Are you gonna say a guy?
But I didn't. We arrived in the Incheon. On September 26, 2019, I arrived in the airport in South Korea at around 4:30 p.m. I think 3:30 p.m. And then I waited half an hour for my friend. So I went with my friend, and he lived in the same city. We both lived in Coquitlam at that time, but he was actually in another country. I think he was in China. So we decided to like meet up in Korea. And that was 2019. We were really tired. We went out to eat fried chicken. Mm-hmm. And I remember like posting a picture. If you like go on my Instagram, Alisa_Harder.
I'm gonna look right now.
You're gonna look right now. Yeah. You will see a picture of me, and I look super tired, and I'm like in South Korea. I think I fell in love with South Korea or something. And so I did not have much sleep that night. And then the next morning we got up around 7 a.m. I went to meet up with the tour. We took a taxi and he dropped us off around the corner where there was a small protest. I think at around 10:30 a.m. we found the spot where we had to meet. We went inside the building where there was an office. We told them our names and showed them our passport. We then got a lanyard with a corridor tour tag attached to it. We were a bit early, so we stopped by a bakery because you weren't able to eat much except for the meal that they gave us. I think it was like in the middle of the tour. Did you find the picture yet?
I'm swiping.
Yeah, I have a lot of pictures. We all met on the tour bus. I remember thinking there is no backing out now. On the way we saw the Han River, and the land across was North Korea. And I did post a picture of North Korea, like on my Instagram.
Where's the chicken?
Oh, I didn't take a picture of the chicken. Oh. But I'm with like characters.
I saw that, yeah.
Okay. That was when we arrived in South Korea. You thought I took a picture of fried chicken? Like me and my fried chicken?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's why I was looking for fried chicken.
Okay. But it is like a... What is this?
A duck?
Where did I say I went? Art box. Official. In Seoul. What did I... What was my caption?
I think I love you.
Hey, Seoul. I think I love you. Yeah. Okay. It took about an hour to arrive. We stopped at a gift shop where you can buy a shot, like a DMZ shot glass, which I got my sister-in-law, and barbed wire.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I bought barbed wire from the DMZ for my like two brothers and myself. So I have a plaque now, and it's the wire fence from DMZ limited edition, the 50th anniversary of the Korean War, 1950 to 1953. And then there's some so there's a piece of barbed wire, and then there's like a map behind it, and it's a plaque, and it has Korean writing, and then it says, I'll read it out to you, okay? If you want to touch it, you can touch it. It's a little sharp. The wire fence from DMZ. This barbed wire fence is the one removed from the DMZ on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of Korean War with the dearest wish of peace for mankind. The city government of Paju guarantees that the serial numbered wire product you keep is the only one available in the world among 150,625 sets of the limited production. And then this was by the mayor of Paju City, Gyeonggi-do Province, Republic of Korea, June 25th, 2000. So that's actual barbed wire from North Korea. Yeah. Okay, so it was a bit humid that day. Actually, I was like jet lagged. I was a bit jet lagged and a bit humid. It was actually like more humid than usual for myself.
Like moist?
It was a bit moisty. Mm. Yeah. And then I was wearing, because I wanted to, like, be allowed to visit, right? So I wore, like, a tight white t-shirt and then, like, gray jeans. And we first arrived at the Dora Observatory, which is on the South Korean side of the 38th parallel. Through binoculars? Oh my god. Or if you have... Okay, through binoculars. Yeah, I said it right.
Yeah.
Or if you have good vision, you can see the... You can see the DMZ and the North Korean territory. I remember there was, like, older women. They kind of, like, pushed me out of the way to... Yeah. Because they wanted a picture with this old American white guy. They asked for a picture at the border there. So we could see the propaganda village in the city of, I think it's called, Kaesong. We went to Doraesun Station, where it once provided travel by railway between North and South Korea. We got to keep a fake ticket for the train ride, and there was like a stamp. We walked back on the bus to head to the DMZ Theater, and we watched a 10-minute film about the 4 known tunnels under the border between North and South Korea. And then we walked to the 3rd infiltration tunnel, also known as the 3rd tunnel of aggression. We had to put our phones in the locker before we went down. We also had to wear hard hats. The tunnel is just over 6 feet tall and about a mile long. The tunnel was discovered in 1978. The tunnel is dark and damp and blocked off by a wall at the end, where you turn around and go back up the 350-meter uphill. So there are believed to be dozens more tunnels, the 4 that have been discovered so far are open, but yeah, apparently there's about like 20 more tunnels that North Koreans tried to create to invade South Korea. So I walked into one of them that they created.
That's cool.
It's like a little crazy to think about it.
I'm glad you made it out.
Thank you. At the time when I was like walking down, it was like really like low and dark, and there was like water streaming down. And there was actually like, the wall was blackened, like charcoal kind of, by the construction. I think the tour guide was like, touch the wall to like feel the black. Yeah, I don't know. So I did it. But yeah, you'd like walk down this steep hill, and then like other people are walking up, and there's not much room at all. And you go to the end, and it's just pretty much, you just have to walk back up. But yeah, by the time we were out, we were hungry, and luckily it was time to eat anyways. We had a Korean meal, which contained fried chicken, waffle, kimchi, rice, sausages, and a seaweed snack. It cost about 10,000 won.
How much is that in Canadian?
I think it's about $10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which is not bad.
Yeah.
We then took another bus, but this time an American soldier was on it, and he checked our passports, so we can be allowed to enter the JSA, which is also known as Joint Security Area, which is several buildings owned and secured by the North and South. Before, we saw the blue conference buildings where Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un met. Another American soldier talked about the JSA and how we'll have to sign a waiver. I got a little bit nervous, since I read down at the bottom, in case of injury or death as a result of enemy action.
Jesus Christ.
And then I had to like sign it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Why not? I'm here. If I die, I die.
Yeah. Were you paused?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous at the time when they were talking about it, but I was like, no, I should just do it.
You got guts.
Once we signed away, we followed our American soldier.
Wait, so, sorry.
Yeah.
There were American soldiers, but Americans aren't allowed to be there?
They are there at the the border, protecting, helping the Korean, South Koreans. But apparently, this is what, I should have Googled it, I'm sorry. But apparently, Americans can't visit, like regular Americans.
That sucks.
Yeah. And let me just Google it right now. Okay, so U.S. travelers have been banned from visiting North Korea since September 1st, 2017. So, I have heard some, like, stories about what happened at the border that I'm not going to bring up. Once we signed away, we followed our American soldier. The doors opened to the blue conference room. We followed our American soldier, and we walked outside, and across from us, we took a picture of the blue conference room and North Korea. And that's where the picture that I'm going to post for this podcast, that's where I'm standing right in front of, is where Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un met. We walked to the blue bridge. On the way, we saw a South Korean soldier standing on guard. It was a bit scary and crazy, and it was a crazy experience. We were told not to cause any commotion to the north side, since we would not want to be the cause of a commotion on the JSA against South Korea. So we did not want to start a war or anything like that. We then walked to the blue buildings in between Freedom House and Panmom Hall. The MAC building is where we walked inside, where there are lines of microphones in the center. That's where we walked on the North Korean side in the building. You look out the window and you see where Trump and Kim Jong-un met. There were also South Korean soldiers walking around. North Koreans are known to take pictures or film when you're in that building. And that was pretty much it. When we walked over to that side, I remember there were like Americans getting pictures taken by the blue door on the North Korean side, where if you open that door, you can actually go into North Korea. Mm. And the soldier was like, you don't want to go too close to that door, just in case anything happens. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah. And, yeah, it was a crazy experience.
That's cool.
Yeah. So thank you for listening. So we only spend a day. You could get a tour in North Korea, but I forget who I talked to that actually was on that, or they knew someone that was on the tour that you actually go inside North Korea and spend like a night or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they went to like take a cigarette break outside in the middle of the night, and someone was like, get back into your hotel. Oh my God. Yeah. But the whole experience was really like, I learned a lot, and I recommend it if you're...
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. I recommend it if you like...
Danger.
Danger. I posted a video of the JSA, like, walking to where Donald Trump was.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, my boss was like, you're not going to be able to get back into Canada. But yeah, check that comment out on my Instagram. Anyways, thank you, Kelly, for listening to me. Shout out to Antonio Lopez, the king of memes. And I sent him some stickers today. And also I sent some to Grumpzilla. Check out his interesting flashback stories. And on Flashback with the Homies, check out It's Funny You'd Say That podcast. He is my sound engineer. And while you're at it, check out his niece. Her podcast is It's Really Not That Serious. And She invited me on her podcast next week. And also shout out to What Can Go Wrong podcast and Ask the Fellas, because I love them.
Until next time.
Until next time.